Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I am going first with the one and only Lopa Vandermeersch. Now, if you aren't familiar with Lopa, she is the founder and creator of Rasa. You guys have heard me talk about Rasa on the podcast for, I don't know, about 6 months now. I started using their products and absolutely fell in love with them. I can honestly say that Rasa has become a part of my everyday routine. I absolutely love drinking all of the different blends of adaptogenic drinks that they have. And I wanted to be able to have Lopa on the show today to dive into what adaptogens are and what they can do for our body and how we can maximize the use of them and what Rasa has to offer and how their company developed the way that it did. I just find it all super interesting and really beneficial because adaptogens are so good for helping us deal with stress. And I know that is one of the kind of like banners of my life is dealing with stress. And Rasa has become a really key way that I am helping myself daily combat those constant stressors that I have on me, whether they're just the regular everyday things or the really big things that are really hard. Rasa is helping to make it all a little bit more manageable. So we're going to dive into all of that on this episode with Lopa. But first, if you are also dealing with some stress and overwhelm with your life, and you're kind of wondering where to begin getting a hold of things. How do you really make sense of your life and your schedule? And how do you take everything that's rolling around in your brain and put it down in such a way that you can actually make progress on it? You can feel productive. You can feel like you are mastering your time instead of your time mastering you. And you can just get rid of a lot of that overwhelm. Then I would encourage you to consider joining one of my cohorts that I have coming up this summer. So basically what these cohorts are small groups of five ladies that I lead through the process, everything from your brain dump to looking at your schedule to acquiring new tools that you can use digitally or paper planning to help you get a hold of what all is on your plate. We sort through it all. We help you figure out your priorities and your systems and your routines to make life more manageable. It's a four-week course that you go through and you get to communicate with the other ladies in the cohort who are doing the same thing. We meet on Marco Polo. You all get to support and encourage each other, ask each other questions. And then for the 2 months following, we will have follow-up Zooms where we get to get in there and see what's working, what's not, what you need to iterate, what you need to tweak to help this process become just a part of your everyday life, something that you walk through every weekend so that you know how to stay on top of everything. And if things get off track, how to get back on track. I am so excited for these cohorts because I thrive on helping ladies figure out these things about their lives. If you go back and listen to my episode from a few weeks ago, Live Well Planned with Katie Duckett, I talk about how I did it with her business and how I'm continuing to help Katie moving forward so that she knows what she needs to do. And guess what? She's really taking over a lot of that now. She's learned these principles to be able to get a hold of things and know what needs to be done next. And it's making a huge difference in her business and her life. I'm not just saying that. She's the one who tells me that. So if you want help in that same way, I would encourage you to apply to be in one of my upcoming cohorts. You can go to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort where you can apply. It's got all of the information there in the application. We are going to have these four-week cohorts, but we're also going to have a couple of two-week cohorts across the summer that are specifically going to be geared towards getting ready for back to school. I know it feels early to be talking about that because we just are getting out of school, but it's going to come before we know it. And they're going to be things that you really want to have figured out. You want to have your calendar dialed in and your meals and your routines so that heading back into the school year, you don't have to feel overwhelmed either. So if that sounds like something that would be interesting to you, you can apply for those all in the same application by just going over to mackenziecoppa.com/cohort. I can't wait to work with you ladies. I think it's going to be a really good time. So head over there and I will be in touch with you soon. All right, without further ado, let's get into this episode all about adaptogens and Rasa with Lopa Vandermeersch. Welcome, Lopa.
Hi, Mackenzie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
I am so excited to have you on the show because I'm like, now I have become over the last few months a diehard fan of Rasa. You guys sponsored the podcast earlier in the year. And so I got to try out like so many of the different products. And now it is literally a part of my everyday, every morning. And when I drop it, I mean, I'm sure we will get into this more, but the couple of times where I've just been like, oh, I'm too tired to make my drink or whatever. And I notice in my body that I'm not drinking my Rasa. So it's just like, I can't be without it. So I'm so excited to get to talk with you today.
Oh, that makes me so happy. What are your favorite blends right now?
I like the cacao and dirty if I'm wanting to have like a little bit of a coffee with it. So, but the cacao is like my ultimate one that I usually go to.
Awesome. And have you ever tried brewing them together?
I haven't.
Highly recommend. It is so good. It's a little cup of heaven.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Especially because like I mix my collagen in there with it and stuff and everything. And I love your creamers. That's also a huge favorite of mine. Oh my goodness. Both of them. I can't wait to like get more into the product and everything because, and I don't want this to sound like we're not doing an infomercial here, you guys. There will be actual information about like adaptogens and stuff, but it is one of these things that I have found over this past year that I just so love. And it's become such a part of my everyday that I can't help but be like super excited about it.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll nerd out about all
the things. Okay. Would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself though, for people who don't know who you are?
Yeah, sure. So hello, lovely to meet those of you who are listening. My name is Lopa. I am the founder and CEO of Rasa. I am a bit of a serial entrepreneur, although this is my first rodeo with a CPG, consumer packaged good product. And I'm also a mother of two very feral young boys, 7 and 4.
That's awesome. I think at those ages, there's really not much avoiding that.
Yeah. The feralness is innate. And then I would say like, we're a bit free range in our parenting style too. So, it enhances their innate feral nature.
Yeah. Yeah. I have two boys who are currently 16 and almost 13 and we've been there. So yeah.
Okay.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. So Rasa, you guys sponsored the show and I had actually seen like little, you know, like IG ads pop up for a while about your product and I had been intrigued about it. And so it was one of those things that when it came across my desk that, oh, hey, maybe Rasa is going to sponsor you. Would you be interested? I was like, heck yeah, because right. I've already been kind of aware of your product. And so I was so excited. And then I did an onboarding call and found out even more about the products. And as I've really just dove in, you guys have created such an amazing structure all the way around in your business. I mean, from being, you know, ethically sourced and fair trade and making sure you third party test your products and you've brought in herbalists and like, it's so well developed and above board. And I think there's, our market is kind of saturated right now with all of these products, but I don't see every company going to the lengths that your guys's company has gone to make not only a product that tastes good, but also that is super beneficial for your body and meeting all the environmental things and like considering people. And it's just all the way around a pretty amazing company that you've developed. So I would love to kind of like go back to the roots of the backstory of how this got started and how you got to where you are now.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much. I feel very seen. like you're picking up what we're laying down. And I really appreciate that. Because it is interesting. There are so many companies out there and it's easy to like, just kind of take a quick glance and be like, yeah, they're all roughly the same. And there are so many ways in which we're not. So it's very nice when that actually does get seen. So thank you. And how Rasa started, it was actually becoming a mother and trauma together that made this what become what it is today. So the backstory there is I just had a phenomenally stressful and genuinely traumatic year in 2015. And then I had my first kiddo. And so, you know, he's waking me up all nights, all hours of the night as they do. And I needed something to keep me going. And I tried coffee. I've never been much of a coffee drinker myself. It's always just been a little bit too much for my system. I've been a long time personal practitioner in my own life of Ayurveda. And so in Ayurveda, I'm a Vata Pitta person. So like coffee is just not quite the right mix. Mm-hmm. And yet I needed something. And even my very staunch Ayurveda friends, who are usually pretty anti-coffee in their lives, were like, no, this is just when you drink all the coffee. Like, don't worry about it. Forget about it. Just guzzle coffee. You'll be fine. And so, I mean, I think I had coffee maybe four times. Like, wow. Because it was so intensely bad for my system at that time. It was like the combination of the coffee plus the trauma and everything that was in my nervous system at that point. It wasn't just the, oh, jitters, anxiety, et cetera. I was waking up in the middle of the night into a panic attack. Like my whole system was like, nope. Yeah. And so I tried all the coffee alternatives that were out there at the time. And I was like, really, this is it?
Yeah.
Can we do better than this? Like, nobody has made the apotheosis of coffee alternatives yet. How has this not been done already? And, you know, I've been an herbal enthusiast for, you know, a lot of my adult life. I remember the very first night I met my husband, he came into my house. He was, you know, just this guy at first. And I was on a work call and he goes into my kitchen and pulls out all these different jars of herbs and everything and made a pile of things he understood and knew. And then there was this really big pile and I like get off my call and he's like, what's all this? And I was like, well, these are all the different, you know, this is an Ayurvedic herb. This is a Chinese medicine herb. This is this. And, you know, so there's this incredible lore of herbal knowledge that people have been using for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. I was like, why aren't we taking what we know and using it to change our lives with what we drink? And I started thinking too about like, and then what people are often drinking is coffee, which can come with a lot of side effects. It doesn't for everyone, of course, but for many people, there is diminishing returns and significant potential downstream side effects. And so that was kind of this golden moment of inspiration. That was my golden thread and I held on tight. And I worked with an herbalist to create the formula. So I think an important distinction in the wellness world is there's a lot of companies out there that are like, oh, trending ingredients, cool herbs. Let's just get them in there. Let's put them on the label. Let's, you know, and that's very different than having an herbalist who has dedicated significant portions of their lives. And in many cases, like all of their lives, to understanding herbs, understanding the traditional uses, understanding the scientific implications, understanding efficacy and safety and all of that. So I knew enough about herbs to know I did not know that.
And I think that just the safety of it is so important because I think people think like, oh, herbs, like big whoop-de-doo, but they actually are so effective that you do have to be careful about certain things. I mean, I remember when I was pregnant, my midwife would very specifically be like, you can take these things, you can't take these things. You know, it does impact your body in a greater way than I think people often want to give credence to. So you do need to have that sort of knowledge base in order to create a safe and effective product.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think part of also why people have this idea that herbs don't work and it's just like, herbs, whatever, is because so many companies are actually not using effective doses as well.
Yeah.
And so you try a product that has some herbs and you're like, well, that didn't really do anything. And so, you know, it is about dosing. It is about, you know, when and how often you're taking it and all of that as well. So I worked with an herbalist, and now my co-founder is a clinical herbalist. And so all of our products have always been herbalist formulated and, you know, I spent some time, healing from the trauma while also parenting and becoming a new mom and also, working on the back end of the business and all that. And we ended up launching in April of 2018. So we just turned 4 years old.
Okay.
And, yeah, here we are today, and it's jamming.
Yeah. Ladies, let's talk about one of our favorite topics, hormones. Okay, I know that they're not very fun to deal with, and we have to deal with them changing all throughout our lives, and really all throughout our month and week and day, because we are constantly having shifts in the way our bodies are working. That's the way we were made, but sometimes a lot of those effects can be frustrating or maybe not working the way that we want them to, and that is where Bonafide comes in, because Bonafide was created to give women an alternative to effectively relieve the symptoms that accompany hormonal fluctuations within our bodies, because every woman deserves relief without compromise. So whether you're dealing with PMS or menopause or any of the other things in between, vaginal dryness, night sweats, they've kind of got something for everything to help you to get feeling better. And a brand new product that they just came out with that I am very excited about is Silvessa. It is the first comprehensive system designed to restore and protect hair and skin affected by estrogen decline from the inside out. So as we're getting older, we're getting a little premenopausal or menopausal, our skin and hair can start to thin, change in texture, have those fine lines, all those kinds of things that aren't very fun to deal with. But by using Silvessa, which is a daily capsule, a hair serum, and a skin serum, you can visibly improve skin texture, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, have fuller, thicker, healthier hair, because they utilize things like hyaluronic acid to help moisturize and truly improve your skin and hair in amazing ways. I've been using these products lately and absolutely love them. I feel like my skin is so nourished and moisturized. You have got to try these new products. Bonafide is effective and sourced naturally. They're clinically validated. They focus on safety and quality. They're endorsed by more than 8,300 doctors, and 333,000 women have benefited from using Bonafide. So give Bonafide a try today. No hormones and no prescription required. Real relief without compromise. And you can get 20% off your first purchase when you subscribe to any product by going to hellobonafide.com/livewell and using the promo code LIVEWELL. That's hellobonafide.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL. That's LIVEWELL to get our special offer. For best prices and free shipping, go directly to hellobonafide.com/livewell. And this is a special offer just for LiveWell Anyways listeners. So check it out and use the promo code LIVEWELL today. So, I mean, let's give people or perspective on, so you started out basically in your kitchen with an herbalist that you had been working with, and like, what does the business look like today?
Yeah, very different from blending herbs in my Vitamix in a huge stainless steel bowl with, you know, my hands like all the way up to my elbows, literally blending the herbs with my hands. Yeah, so today we are a 16-person team. We went from one product to now we have 10 products. Now with our Golden Chai, which we'll have just launched by the time this, goes live. Yes. It was a crowd favorite and finally coming back. People are going to be very excited, myself included, cause I can't wait to get my system. I mean, it's been quite a ride. We have, what do you want to know about the business? Like, do you want to know like the operations and stuff? Or
yeah, I mean, like, I mean, part of it you answered, that you've got, you're obviously like a 16-person team. You've got all these different products now. I mean, you obviously have some sort of like kitchen that you've got making all of it. Like, how does that even work? Yeah. How do you go from doing it in your kitchen to now having these packaged products that you're sending all over the world?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man. Yeah. It's a lot of work. And quite a process too to get there. So yeah, we do have what's called a co-manufacturer or a co-packer. So that's somebody who packages the herbs for us. And that's a, you know, a decision. Some companies choose to manufacture their own products. Pretty early on, I was like, cool, I can't be doing this in my kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't want to be one who has to learn all the FDA stuff to make sure it's safe and compliant and all that. So let's find somebody who's really good at that. And so that was a process, and that took a couple of years to find a partner who would work with us, first of all, and then to also scale up and find a partner that was better for us, because our first partner was not really great, made a lot of mistakes. You know, and so you, there's a lot of trial and error in terms of how you create businesses. But I've always been fascinated with that process of just making something happen. And so I've never really been daunted by obstacles in that way. I remember our first co-manufacturer, we had so many obstacles in the process. And, you know, and he was the fifth one that, you know, I had spent like three different ones where I spent months going through like, all right, we're going to work together and it's going to look like this. And here's our product and here's all the stuff. And then they just bail for one reason or another. The manufacturer, the guy at the time was like, I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs who have quit at this point.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, just, it's like, cool, that didn't work. What's next? Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
There's been, you know, a lot of learning on the marketing side, a lot of learning on the product development side, a lot of learning on the operational and manufacturing side, and still, constant learning. We've been mostly direct to consumer. So mostly, you mentioned seeing us on Instagram. So that's how we, you know, Instagram and Facebook ads are how we found most of our customers to date. And the e-commerce environment has changed quite a bit in the last year. So also, you know, we're starting to make some shifts into retail ourselves. And have just raised our first round of funding, which we did via community funding. So 90% of our investors are actually our customers, which is an amazing business model. We see it as like regenerative capital, because when we do well, then the people who make our business possible are doing well.
That's awesome.
It's a healthy ecosystem in that way. And we, you know, we're trying for regenerative across our business in our supply chain. And then also in terms of what the product does, because, you know, we relate to energy as this kind of like way to extract productivity for our systems.
Yeah.
From our system. And if you look at the parallel of regenerative agriculture, like the traditional conventional method is extract as much from the soil as possible.
Yeah.
And the regenerative model is what can we put back into the soil so that it's a healthy, sustaining ecosystem. And our bodies are the soil. You know, we have to treat our bodies that way too. And so the herbs and rasa give you that regenerative energy so that you are not only having energy to get through today, but you're also replenishing and refilling deep stores of energy for the long haul as well.
Yeah. I love that. And I think that's so important. And that's, now I kind of want to like geek out and explain to people, especially if they don't know what adaptogens are. I mean, I think the word is getting thrown around a lot. We're hearing a lot about it, but I think people are just kind of like, well, it's supposed to be good for me, but what does that actually do? And so will you just give us sort of like the 101 course on what adaptogens are, how they work in our body, how they can be most effective, and how RASA provides those?
Absolutely. I love that question, especially for wellness oriented audiences, because you're right. There's a lot of sort of, well, I think it's supposed to be good for me. It helps me adapt, right?
Yeah.
You know, like that's sort of the, if I, you know, put my radar out into what people are actually feeling about adaptogens, it's, there's still a lot of murkiness and a lot of misinformation out there as well. So adaptogens are a class of herbs. It's important to note that these are all herbs that have been used for thousands of years in traditional contexts. Mm-hmm. But then in the 1940s, there were Russian scientists who were looking for a way to give athletes and soldiers like an edge without the crash. And so they started studying all these herbs, and they coined the term adaptogens, which is, you know, basically this, these super herbs that were going to be able to actually give people an edge that didn't have a downside. It didn't have a negative impact. And so it's important to note that adaptogen is a scientific term. It's not actually a marketing term.
That's interesting.
Yes. And there are scientific criteria in order for something to actually be qualified as an adaptogen. And we call those the four N's. Number one is it has to have an overall normalizing effect on the body. So it has a balancing, it helps your body achieve homeostasis against any type of stress. So whether that's emotional stress, physical stress on your body, mental stress, It helps to normalize the body's system in response mm-hmm. to stress. It has to be non-toxic in normal therapeutic doses, number two. So normalizing, non-toxic. So basically safe for most people most of the time. Mm-hmm. It has to be non-specific in the body. So it's not like there are some herbs where it's like, this herb is really good for your liver. And that's kind of the main function. It's these are working holistically in the body. And the one of the main reasons for that is the fourth N, which is called neuroendocrine. And that was actually a term coined by Rasa's clinical herbalist, Ben Levine, because the other terminology that they were using scientifically was the HPA and SAS, which is kind of complicated. So neuroendocrine was a little easier. Neuroendocrine means the combination of the nervous system and the endocrine system together. And via your neuroendocrine system, your body has two main pathways that it uses to tell your adrenals that there is a stress event. And that they say, you know, kick into high gear, we've got stress. There's a nervous system pathway and an endocrine system pathway. And adaptogens have an effect. This is probably the core impact of what adaptogens are doing in your body. They impact and they strengthen that stress response system so that you're more resilient in the face of stress. And what they actually do, which is interesting, is they mimic stress.
Interesting.
Yeah. Often when I say that, people are like, I need zero things to mimic stress. Thank you. Like, plenty exists. I need no mimics. I got the real thing.
Yeah.
But it's actually called a EU stressor, which means good stressor. EU is the Greek prefix for good. And the comparison for that is like exercise for your body. So mm-hmm. exercise is stress on your body.
Yeah.
It's just stressed in a good way that makes you stronger, more resilient, more flexible, all of these things. And in the same way, adaptogens are literally exercising and working out your stress response system so that you can go from lifting fives to lifting 15s, you know, in terms of stress. The other thing to note about them too, and this is something that is a little beef that I have sometimes with what I see and how they're used, you know, in the wellness world is like, it's not a like, oh, have a little bit of this day, have a little bit of that day. You're not going to actually change your life with these herbs that way. Mm-hmm. Coming back to the exercise metaphor, like you don't go to the gym once and then say, I'm in the most amazing shape.
Yeah.
Once you go consistently and you build that into your routine and into your life, and then you do get in really incredible shape and you feel amazing. And it's the same with adaptogens. You can't just take them once. You can't be like, oh, I had ashwagandha last week, and then, you know, today I'm going to add some reishi to my smoothie, and then tomorrow, you know, like that might have, if you're not actually introducing them every day in a meaningful dose, then you're not actually going to have that your stress system is being exercised kind of quality. And so that's why it's really important to have them in a way that's going to really work for you, to be having them consistently over a period of time. And that also gets into the, you know, importance of dosage too, because there's also, if you're taking really high doses, then you don't want to have, you know, if you're doing sort of acute levels of stuff supplementing with adaptogens, then, you know, you don't want to be taking it too long. But if you're having sort of basic level functional doses, you want that on a daily basis over ideally a long period of time. And there are, you know, there's an herbalist that says, and this is something that, you know, in our day and age, we don't really want to hear this. We want it freaking now, freaking yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, they can take weeks to even months to really be working in your system. And that I actually experienced that myself after I was having Rasa every single day for, it was at nine months. I was suddenly like, oh, I haven't had an energy crash in weeks. Like I it just keeps going all day. Like I just kind of keep sailing through the day. And, you know, it used to be a lot more variable for me. Mm-hmm. And also at the time I was breastfeeding and, you know, kids and all that.
Sure.
And I was like, this is incredible that I have this much energy. And it was that level of consistency with taking the adaptogens over time.
Okay, ladies, let's get honest for a second. These last few months, I mean, on top of the last few years, but especially these past few months have been really stressful for me. And when I get really stressed, I tend to not eat as well as I would normally like to. And I also tend to not be as good about taking my supplements and that sort of thing, which really only leads to a vicious cycle of really not feeling all that well and not being able to take care of myself well. So I love when something simple comes along that allows me to do a better job of that and mitigate the effects of that stress to help me to deal with things better. And right now I am using Athletic Greens AG1 to be getting a handle on my health in the midst of a really stressful time. So what is Athletic Greens? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's got all of the things, which obviously I really need when I'm going through a really stressful time, and even when I'm not. That's just stuff that I need to kind of fill the gaps in my diet and make sure that I'm staying on top of all of these supplements that I need. You can condense it down into just this one thing. Instead of having to take a whole bunch of stuff, if you just take AG1, you're covering all of those bases, which is amazing because it's more cost effective than buying a whole bunch of separate products. It's also super clean, so you don't have to worry about all of that kind of junk that is in there and a lot of other supplements. It's got less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, but it still tastes good. It's just this one little micro habit that you can do that has big benefits. And I really like that the subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which after a long winter, we could all use. You just take a couple of quick drops a day and you're good to go. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, and they're a climate-neutral certified company, which is pretty awesome, so you can feel good about it all the way around. So ladies, right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And as I mentioned, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/livewell. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/livewell to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
I'm going to pause here for questions because I know I just kind of rambled on all the science and stuff.
No, I love that. It was one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about because when I actually did the onboarding call and talked to them about it, and I've been looking on your website, it was like the cumulative effect is so important. And I think, like you said, we like to just have the easy fix. Like, oh, I'm going into a stressful situation, I'm going to pop an ashwagandha and everything is going to be better. Yeah. But to have you explain it that way, that it's like exercise, that it builds in our system and our system like learns to work with it better, and you need that consistency of it. I think that is so important for people to hear and like have driven home. Like you can't just, it's not just like a one-off thing. This is something that you have to make a part of your daily routine to have it actually be effective, but it's worth it. Like put in the time and the effort to stick with it, because then you're going to feel those cumulative effects over time.
Exactly. And you can, and just to be clear, you can sort of high dose ashwagandha or something, if you have that stressful day and you need that, but it's not going to have that overarching impact on your stress response system where you have that little bit more zen in your life. I think about adaptogens as like adding a buffer between me and my reactivity. Anything that we can do to enhance that buffer between you and your activity is gold, because that is how we have more spaciousness in our life. That's how we have the opportunity to actually choose and have freedom in how we respond to what arises in our life. Yeah. And so adaptogens can be one way that we do that. And it's important to also take that little bit of buffer and then use it so that there's actually some scientific studies done. They're horrible for anyone who is an animal rights activist, which is hopefully all of us. Please plug your ears. also listen. They did a study on mice. This was a long time ago, where they gave them adaptogens and they had them swimming in a bucket. And some of them would just swim longer and because of the adaptogens until they drowned. And some of them would realize that there was a ladder on the outside and like on the side of the bucket and would climb up the ladder. And so you want to be the mouse that climbs up the ladder.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the mouse that's like, oh, now I have adaptogens and I can keep doing my unsustainable life and I can just keep going and I'm going a little bit longer and I'm going to burn myself out even worse. It's like, no, you have to, they're not a replacement for a healthy lifestyle and the healthiest lifestyle that is accessible to you. And so we need to take that little bit of extra buffer that we have to use our higher level awareness to, you know, look at what commitments do I, you know, am I upholding that actually aren't serving me the most right now? Mm-hmm. You know, what ways am I engaging with my life that is, you know, overspending my precious life force energy? Mm-hmm. And so have that little bit of higher awareness. So adaptogens can give that to us and we do need to do them consistently, which is one of the reasons why when we were like, let's do a coffee alternative, that original, you know, eureka moment, it was like, oh, people drink coffee every day. It's a routine. It's something that, you know, becomes part of how we start our days. And my ultimate goal for Rasa is that it becomes a cornerstone habit for people where, you know, it starts that upward spiral for the day. I brew my Rasa. The current products that we have take 10 to 15 minutes to brew. And so during that time, like maybe you do a little self-care, maybe you take, you know, you're like, I'm doing this as a way of tending to myself and tending to my energy, which we're often a bit disconnected from. And then how does that start the next good thing and the next, you know, tiny, tiny habits that make up the course of who we become?
I love that. And I think it's so important, especially, you know, I think all of us have had heightened stress levels over the past couple of years. And we're coming into now again, a new normal and trying to figure all of that stuff out about our lives and what it looks like to have more going on again and all that sort of thing. And like, especially for me, I have PTSD from traumas that have happened in my past. And I know that there's so much of like I recently had to go to court, and even though I'm telling myself in my brain, like, you're going to be fine. It's okay. You've got this. You know, my body still has that visceral reaction that is just ingrained of, oh, your heart rate is starting to go up and, you know, like you're sweating and you feel like you can't breathe and, you know, all of that, even though mentally I can tell myself something different. But I do notice a difference of being able to like manage those stressors better when I am being active with my self-care, when I am taking my adaptogens and kind of like you were saying, when I'm doing my best to manage all the stressors that I can have control over in my life, because there are so many things in my life that I couldn't control whether we were going to court or not, or whether I'm dealing with, you know, these outside forces that are sort of beyond me, but there are things that I can manage about my daily life and how I make decisions regarding, you know, what we do in a day and how much we take on, and even just simple planning, like knowing what we're going to eat that day. And, you know, like having those kinds of things, the things I can control, be calmer, helps me to then be able to deal with those bigger stressors that are beyond my ability to make a difference with. So I love what you're saying about, you know, it's not a fix all, but it can help you to regulate your stress and help you to figure out how to make better choices to live well and manage your stress on a daily basis as well.
Exactly. And there's clinical research showing that adaptogens, they basically, what they do is they reduce the whole stress response timeline. So the way we say it, so you freak out less quickly, or less intensely, and for less amount of time. And so those little things, you know, will start to get to you just a little bit less. And then as, and then you can use that to make it happen a little bit more. You can kind of actually work with them and how they're working with your system, where you're increasing your own resilience consciously by how you're like, well, you know, first of all, celebrating when you're like, wow, that loud noise usually would have really startled me and scared me, but it, you know, this time it didn't really ping my system in the same way or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And then that celebration is actually a really important part of the dopamine cycle. So you have that little like, wow, something good happened. Yeah. You celebrate that, the dopamine goes off, and then you kind of just enhance the strength a little bit more. Like next time you do get that stress ping, can you, you know, just bring it down a little bit more quickly? Can you take a deep breath? Can you use some of your own self-regulating mechanisms to build in more stress resilience? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, soon you get to the place where, you know, I don't know like what exactly is going on or how it's going, but, you know, I'm running this company. I've got two kids. My life is incredibly full and I feel very calm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's not awesome. For most of this time, just to be clear.
Yeah. But that's awesome. I mean, even like with my recent court experience, and I do think, you know, I have been better probably in the last 6 months or so about staying on top of my supplements and drinking Rasa and all that kind of thing, that even though I had a stress response to going, a lot of times it would then take me out for the rest of the day. It's like, I would have friends who would make sure that we had dinner and I would pretty much just like end up in bed. It was just like, okay, I'm tapped out. I'm done. And the fact that yesterday when I went, and of course this is coming out in like a month, but when I went yesterday, afterward I had to go pick up different kids and go to ballet and go get people from band practice and get dinner made. And like I was able to recover so much quicker. It didn't just like sideline me for the rest of the day in a puddle of goo. Like I was able to be like, okay, it's over. Calm down, move on. And even just like that sort of, like, if I really look back at how things have been, it's like, whoa, that's a big difference. That's definitely a totally different kind of recovery than I've ever been able to really achieve before.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And if you've done it once, you can do it again.
Yeah, it's true. And it just like, it builds on itself every time. And you get better at like working out those muscles, just like, you know, you taking these things and making them a part of your lifestyle. I think that is such a big thing that I have been working on and trying to talk to people about too, is, you know, I think that a lot of us, especially in the last couple of years, went into sort of a survival mode of just like, get through today and not really looking at anything long-term, because it was hard to plan long-term. You don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. And like, how do you really do that? And I think for all of us, like learning to come out of that space again, and even just thinking about our wellness in a longer span, it's so important to have these daily practices. It's like, I take a bath pretty much every night with Epsom salts and do the whole thing, because that is a part of my self-care. That is helping me to make sure I'm getting magnesium in a lot of different forms. It helps me to relax for the evening. And there was somebody who reached out to me because I had talked about like, do this for yourself, like take care of yourself. And she was like, okay, I'm going to do it tonight. And I was like, well, don't just do it tonight. And she's like, well, I can't take 2 hours every night. And I said, well, if you make it a part of your everyday life, you don't have to take 2 hours to get the benefits from it. You can take 15 or 20 minutes and it's going to have the same effect, because it's a part of your everyday life. It's a part of that routine that you are doing to take care of yourself. It has that cumulative effect over time. So you're not getting to that burnout phase where it's like, okay, I have done everything that I can do. I've given all of my energy and now I'm done. And I have to go through this major recovery process. Mm-hmm. We have to be better at taking care of ourselves daily to be able to avoid that burnout phase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies, I want to take a quick minute to talk to you about Rasa. Oh, wait a minute. This episode is already all about Rasa. So if you are intrigued and you are thinking this is something you really want to give a try, then I want to tell you where to find it. You can go to mackenziekoppa.com/Rasa. Yeah, you heard that right. Go to my website/Rasa and it will take you straight to all of my favorites on their page. You can get their sample pack, which has all of my favorites in it, like Dirty and Cacao and their Creme de la Creamer. Oh my word. And you guys, today they are releasing their Golden Chai for a limited time. I got to try it a little bit early. It is so good. I love drinking it hot and cold. It has been such a fun, different treat from my normal everyday things that I've been drinking. Plus, I'm getting all of those awesome adaptogenic benefits. So I really want you guys to be able to give it a try too. So head over to mackenziekappa.com/Rasa to check out everything that they have to offer. It's an awesome company, as you've been hearing about, and it can truly make a difference in your health and your day as you incorporate it into your regular routine. So again, go to mackenziekappa.com/Rasa and see everything that Rasa has to offer. And then come back and let me know what you think on Instagram at mackenziekappa or respond to the newsletter. I would love to hear what your favorite Rasa products are. So again, that's mackenziekappa.com/Rasa.
What we do every day makes up who we are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And it can be micro things. It doesn't, I think in the wellness world, it does become this like, oh, I have to spend all this time doing this thing. And you know, like it doesn't have to be a 5-hour routine. It doesn't require products. It doesn't require spending money. It just requires, how are you incorporating micro habits into your day? Micro habits or like solid habits, like an Epsom salt bath every day. Genius woman. Good way to go.
Thank you.
And, you know, and Epsom salts are cheap, you know, you do that every day. I've actually had for a long time in Ayurveda, self oil massage is very important way of self care. And I have struggled with implementing it in my life. It has just been, you know, like I'm for my constitution, it would be ideal that I do it every day. And, you know, I have blown it off for years. And just like 2 weeks ago, I was like, wait a second. What if it was just like, if I take a shower, I do this. I just, I pair that activity in my mind. Yeah. I don't take a shower without doing that. And sometimes, you know, it's a 2-minute thing and I don't let the oil soak in very long, but hey, I did it. And there's that layer of protection. And sometimes I have a little bit more time and I stretch it out, you know, and, you know, same with building any kind of practice. If you want to build a meditation practice or yoga practice or whatever, like, you know, there was a long time where meditation has been a very important part of my life. And there was a long time where I was like, all right, I just have a commitment that I sit in front of my altar 5 minutes a day. That's it. I can do 5 minutes. And sometimes it would be like 1 a.m. and I'd be exhausted. And I'd be like, wait, I said I would do the 5 minutes. I have to get in front of there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it would be like that. And sometimes that 5 minutes would actually be like, well, I've got 30 minutes today. I'm going to do that. You know, it'd stretch out. And so, but if I anchored around that doable thing, then it would continue to expand into the space that it was available for it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think when you don't put so much pressure on the thing, like I love to do gua sha and, you know, I don't always have the time to do like a full routine, but if I don't, then I at least have like my jade roller that I'll use. So it's something, or like attaching dry brushing to taking a shower and like making sure that I'm doing that kind of thing. And I love what you said about attaching it to something else, because if you don't make it like this whole thing in and of itself that is going to take so much time, but it's just like, well, I can quickly dry brush before I hop in the shower. It's not as overwhelming as I make it seem in my head. It just feels more doable.
Yeah. Yeah. Hilarious that you mentioned gua sha, by the way, because this is the first time I've ever done this, but I've actually been doing gua sha while we're on the call while you're chatting.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, again, you can pair different things. Like for me, when I take that first sip of rasa, I take a conscious sip, you know, I take one breath and I have one sip where I'm like, I am paying attention to the taste. I'm paying attention to the fact that I'm nourishing myself. And, you know, even just those little moments of bringing in that awareness can actually really change the tone of your moment. And then the next moment, and then the next moment, it can all, you know, roll on itself, snowball.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So what is your favorite blend of rasa?
It's totally like asking me to pick a favorite child. I I have to pick two. My favorites are Super Happy Sunshine, which is our lemony joy blend, very mood boosting, and our Calm blend, which is vanilla and has a very high dose of ashwagandha. So it's a very nice and calming, relaxing blend. And I really like to mix those two together too.
It's interesting.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
Yeah. And then I'm also like, those are sort of my standing favorites. And then I have my like, oh, I've been drinking this one more lately and this one more. And I'm looking at a package of our golden chai right now. And just like, can't wait to start getting that into my system once we have it out of production like next week, I think. And so, yeah, once that one launches, that's going to be in heavy rotation again. And that one's a really good anti-inflammatory. And I practice martial art pretty intensively. And so that's like usually my go-to when I've had it after doing exercise.
Oh, I can't wait to try the chai. I'm definitely going to have to get that ordered as soon as it comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have the Calm and the Sunshine blend and I haven't drank them as much, but I'm wondering like what time of day, is that what you start your day with? Or is that more like a wind down?
It really depends. I look at my Rasa cabinet and sort of go based on mood. And sometimes I will, because there's a lot of the same herbs across all the blends, you're still getting that cumulative benefit consistently. And then each one has different herbs for a different function and different flavor and stuff like that. So the Calm and Super Happy Sunshine blend, I would say I do a little bit more in the afternoon, and Calm is actually a blend that I, have successfully, not consistently, cause I don't want to 100% consistently, but, replaced my, post COVID post work or my COVID post work wine habit that developed. In the pandemic for so many of us, I'm sure. It's a really good, it does the same thing that the wine does without the wine. So that one I tend to drink more in afternoon and evening, but it's not sedative. So it's not like it'll put you to sleep. It just really puts a level of chill into your system. So I have totally started my day with it many times. Like if I have a really full day, I'll go for like bold or dirty or something really energizing. But sometimes I'm like, I want to be zen throughout this.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, and there's something about like when you've kind of answered for your energy level, on this whole systems level, it's like my energy is consistent kind of regardless. Cause I figured out the habits and the processes and what works for my body and all of that, you know, and everybody's energy is going to be different. If you're chronically, that's going to be a completely different equation for you than if you're not, for example. But you find the balance that works for you and for your body system. And then you trust that base. And then it kind of like, I can go whether I'm really chilled out or whether I'm like a little bit more hyper, you know, I can still meet the day with, you know, whatever my energy level is.
I love that. I think that's really good. And I think I need to go make myself some Calm right now.
Yeah. Especially after, you know, going to court yesterday and all that. I mean, it's good to just have it like literally just soothes the frayed nerves and the edges and just like brings it all down a little bit.
Well, and I love how like on your guys's packaging, you're very specific about what people are getting out of it. Like what the percentage of the adaptogens are and what they can expect from that particular product. So they kind of like know what the benefits are for each individual one of those things. That was really well done.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, and then as you get to know them, the blends a little bit more, then it's sort of like, you know, friends or something. You're like, well, this friend brings out this part of me. And so I'm going to hang out with this friend right now.
Well, and for somebody who, if they are just getting started with Rasa, they're like, this sounds great. I think I need this as a part of my everyday. Like, where do you recommend for them to start?
I definitely recommend our sampler. A great sampler. And I can send you the link so you can post it in the show notes. We have an offer where you can get a free French press with it.
Oh, nice.
Because we do recommend brewing with a French press. It's just such a nice ritual. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then you can try all the products and find the ones that work best for you. And, you know, the medicine that's going to work best for you is the one that you like the most.
Yeah. So you actually will use. Yeah.
Then it's going to have the impact that you're looking for. I think trying them all is the best way to go.
I think that's a really good idea. I've loved getting to mess with all of the different ones, and it was kind of funny because, okay, you guys, yeah, this is sort of a ridiculous story, but my boys were around when I was opening up the package, and I'm a single mom and whatever. And they saw the sex tonic, I think is what it's called, or something. And they're like, "What is that? Why do you have that? Why do you need that? I'm taking that." I was like, "Oh my gosh, just chill out, for the love, you guys." They sent me a sampler, like, just, you guys have got to chill out. But they both were like, "Why do you have that?" So it was pretty funny.
That is hilarious. Oh, I can totally see teenagers being like, yeah. What is going
on? Yeah. It was a comical moment. I was like, "My word, you guys, I didn't place the order. Just calm down." So, yeah. But it's okay. I would love to hear what a typical day looks like for you.
Typical day. I wake up. It varies a little bit based on what time I go to sleep. I kind of wish I was one of those consistent, I wake up at the same time every day people, but I'm not. But usually between 6 and 7. And I practice my martial art, which is called Kalari. It's an ancient Indian martial art. I just absolutely love it. And so I start my day with that. I drink some hot water with lemon. And let's see, my kids are usually running around kind of while I'm practicing in the living room. And sometimes they join me, which is great. Sometimes they bother me, you know, normal. And then I get them ready for school, get them off, take a shower, which I now pair with doing oil massage as well.
Nice.
And then start my workday, and workday varies somewhat, but I would say it's pretty scheduled. Like, often I'm looking at my calendar, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm back to back a lot more than I maybe expected, but phone calls, meetings. Mm-hmm. And then when I can get that, you know, deep work chunks of time, that's always wonderful. And I'm in the office. We work at a co-working space. So right now we're in the office about two days a week. And then after work, usually try and have something to transition into work mode to family mode. I usually stop working like around 6. So sometimes that's a glass of wine. Sometimes that's a cup of calm. Sometimes that's, you know, just pausing as I'm heading from my office into the house and putting one hand on my belly and one hand on my heart and taking a couple of deep breaths, just something to signify the transition mm-hmm. to a different mode of being, so that I have that permission. Cause for a long time I was like, I didn't quite feel the permission to stop work and be present with my family. And so I'm like kind of still checking things and sending emails and stuff like that. So now I'm just really more committed to being present with my family. Nice. Have a family dinner, put the kids to bed. And then after that, some, you know, anything from doing some meditation to hanging out with my husband to reading, depending on where I'm at and how exhausted I am. The more exhausted I am, usually the more I watch TV, that's not a super regenerative way to self-care, but it also is sometimes just what you need.
Yeah.
Sometimes you
just got to check out, and that's just the way it is. Yep. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I love that. That sounds like an awesome daily routine. That's really good. Okay. And we probably hit on a lot of these, but what is some small way that you live well anyway? Just some little pleasure or way that you take care of yourself in the midst of life's chaos?
Yeah, there are. I think we did touch on a fair amount of those. I don't know why this is coming up, so I'll just go in this route, but Colorado is where I live, and it's very, very dry here. And if you think about aging and what that means. Like, it's, you're basically drying out slowly. And so if you want to preserve your vitality, your juice, and I'm not just saying for like, oh, we want to look good. You know, of course that's part of it, but, but also that sense of like buoyant vitality that we all want. Mm-hmm. We have to preserve our water literally. And so I do a lot of different things to, like micro rituals, putting oil in your nose is one way to just keep like your insides hydrated. So I put stick oils in my nostrils. I sleep with a humidifier at night. I'll have essential oils diffusers going on a fair amount. And then I'll like spritz my face a fair amount as well. And just all of that is just sort of like re-implanting the water and the juiciness. And I find for me, smell is, I'm a very big smell person. So I like love to just whatever I can, you know, scented candles, essential oils, perfume, you know, lovely spritzes, whatever. I'm kind of always, not always, but you know, quite a few times a day, somehow putting a nice smell on myself.
No, I love that. I've never gotten that answer. And I think it's smart and wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Now, are you ready for my stock questions?
Yes.
Which is kind of ironic because you sort of just hit on this like a second ago, but which do you prefer, candles or essential oil diffuser?
Both. Really, both. But if I had to pick, I would probably say candles.
Okay.
I like that fire element as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Cloth.
Okay. City or country?
Country.
Paper or digital?
Oh, depends on what.
Yeah.
But for books, paper all the way.
Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
I'd rather do it in the store, but the reality is that I almost always do it online because it just burns less time.
Yeah. Okay. It's whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Music.
And what would be some of the music you would turn to?
My genre, like if my soul had a genre, it would be like deep melodic house music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Chocolate, milk or dark?
Dark.
Of course. Sports or no sports?
I just don't even understand them. I mean, I do. But I get the rules and stuff, but that is not my thing.
Yeah, me either. I always go because my kids are in it, but I'm like, okay, I'll watch while you're doing the thing. But then I'm lost. Okay, live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Live broadcasting.
Like Insta stories or going live on a social media platform or something like that.
Great question. Broadcast.
Okay.
Depends on who though. Sometimes it would be watching for sure.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, wow. What is my favorite movie? God, I have like a list of my top five or whatever, but I'm going to go with Baraka. If I had to pick one, that is an exquisite piece of film.
I have never seen that. I'm going to have to look it up.
I highly recommend it. It's it's more of a documentary and a storytelling about humanity.
Okay. I love it. Okay. And the final question, and I think this is going to be a good answer. You might be my favorite person I've ever asked this of. If you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
Oh man. It all depends on your frame of reference.
It totally does.
Yeah. I would say I'm at a 5. I think that my family would probably be like, what are you talking about? You're an 8 or a 9. And I would be like, no, like, because I'm still in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I totally, totally get that because things start to become normalized to you. And so you think it's not that extreme, but then when you compare it to the rest of society and then you're like, oh, you guys don't know about like all these things that I do normally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see it in the spectrum of like hippiness as well. I guess I see it more in the spectrum of traditional wisdom and indigenous wisdom. And so to me, that's the hippie world kind of came out of that, but then got a bit separated from it. And so, I'm sure that there are people in my life who'd be like, Lopa, you're a fucking 9.5.
That's so funny. Yeah, I totally get that, because I think that I can look pretty mainstream, but then when I get right down to it, like there's a lot of crazy things I do that people haven't even ever heard of. And so, you know, it totally depends on your perspective. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a delight to have you. I feel like I learned so much more about not only Rasa, but just adaptogens and everything and helping with stress. And I am so excited for people to be able to hear this episode. And I just so appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie. This was a delightful conversation. I really appreciate your questions. And thank you so much to everyone listening. And if you do want to try Rasa, we have a discount code for you. LiveWell20 will get you 20% off.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, our pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you found this interview really interesting and informative like I did. And if you want to find any of these Rasa products, like we mentioned, then you can go to mackenziekappa.com/Rasa and it will take you right to their website. You can also find any of the links that we mentioned in today's episode by going to mackenziekappa.com and clicking on podcast, or just swiping up in whatever app you are listening to the show on right now. Also, if you like the kind of content that is put out here in the Live Well Anyway podcast, then you would probably love coming over and becoming a part of our Patreon, because I am over there 4 days a week doing live videos. We have a bring your own book club. We have mini casts that go out twice a month, and lots of other fun ways to be able to connect with other ladies who are also trying to live well anyway in the midst of all of the stress and chaos and realness of life, who are just trying to do the best they can and enjoy themselves and take care of themselves. We've got a whole group of those ladies over on Patreon. So head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether to join a bunch of other like-minded women who are also trying to live well anyway. All right, you guys, that is it for this week's episode. Until next week, when I am back with Joy Clarkson talking about being aggressively happy, go be bold and gracious.